This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Scrum. We're at the closing ceremonies of the 38th Chess Olympiad. We have just finished the closing ceremonies. There's fireworks going outside. I have with me Grandmaster Levon Aronian, who was first board of the gold medal winning Armenia team. How does it feel the second time in a row?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, we're so surprised because, you know, only Soviet Union in the history of chess have done it, or Russia with Kasparov, but it wasn't done before, so everyone's ecstatic, and it's a really good feeling.
Now, I know that you lost a great friend early in the year, Karen Astrian, who was a great grandmaster of Armenia, and on the actual team in 2006. Was there any special motivation to win for Karen Astrian?
Certainly. We really wanted to win and dedicate the win to him, so that's what happened. So that's it makes us feel better about it. Even though it's a loss, nothing can replace.
Now, you had incredible chemistry, and I noticed in 2006 that you all seemed to get along very well, and you were apparently very good friends. What is, besides the chemistry, what is the secret to Armenian success the last couple of Olympiad?
Well, I think, you know, if we take our second and third board, they performing incredibly well in team tournaments, and especially Olympiads. So, I mean, they played here as 2,800 guys. And when you have 2,800 on dead boards, I mean, you're just fatal. So that's what happened. And it's actually a paradox, but they really play fantastically during that days in Olympiad. I mean, the last two Olympiads.
Now, this tournament, there were some changes in the system. They moved to the match system from the point system. Do you think that had any bearing on the results, you know, in terms of how the teams were competing?
Well, since the tournament has changed and became an 11-round tournament instead of 13, of course, they had to imply some rules to create it more balanced. I mean, and make it more predictable. So I welcome those changes, and that I think they're fair, and they changed the course of the tournament, of course, but it only brings their final result to more just.
Now, in the last round, you played China. China's a rising federation. They have some very strong players, all young, on 25 and under. Did you have any particular strategy going into this match against China?
Well, the day before we played China, our president has arrived to support us, and he has told us that I shouldn't just worry about anything, and we should just relax, and no matter the result, we already played fine. So this just gave us the relaxation we needed. So that was the strategy. We just relaxed and performed really well.
Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I know you want to celebrate with your teammates, and I appreciate you spending the time with the Chess Drum audience. And again, congratulations on future success of Armenia and also your personal career as well.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have good players. I mean, I visit your website and check out the games commented. It's pretty interesting, and I mean, good luck to everyone who visits your website and is contributing.
Thank you very much, and I'll keep the drum beating.
All right. All right. Thank you.